section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns.
Be a hot fucking mess. I just know what is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one, the only It Burns When I Pee, episode 49, Deathmatch. I am your host, the podcasting god,
Blake Clayton.
God. Come on, guy. If you've ever listened to the show, you knew what you were supposed to do. That's okay. We have a room full of people on the internet. We even have somebody here from the future. So, we have...
From Tuesday.
From Captain Tuesday.
Captain Tuesday.
You know Captain America? It's Captain Tuesday. Anyway...
Way better than Captain America.
All right. We have with us Professor Cock. Welcome to the show, Professor.
Hello. Thank you.
It's an honor to have someone of educational upbringing. We're sorry we're going to make you stupid by the end of this.
No, I'm pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's the first time a woman's ever said she's been pleased to be anywhere near me. All right, and we have with us also from Blue Ribbon Radio, the one, the only, Drunken Mess, Chris Miller. What's up, buddy?
I am a drunken mess for certain. I didn't drink gin tonight because we don't have any.
That's the only reason he didn't.
And I got some vodka, and that's doing me pretty goddamn well.
Awesome. And we have with us as well the most wonderful podcasting couple in the world, the Amish BJ and his beautiful bride, Coley. Welcome, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
And I pardon them for their muffliness. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm pretty sure that's not a word.
Muffliness is a word.
Cock.
And finally, from all the way from the future, the one, the only, Captain Tuesday, Andrew.
Oh, I just woke up. This is awful.
He's laying in bed in his underwear in Kuwait. How much better can you get?
A lot better. There's a lot of snow going on here.
Okay.
That is my co-host for Blue Ribbon Radio, but he's been a long time gone since he's out killing bad people.
He's protecting us so we can make this horrible fucking show.
This is the American dream.
Yeah, no Chinamen, no Russians, no Iraqis are going to get us and our podcasting equipment.
Especially the Chinese. Dream
would just got a back. Tear in his eye.
Okay, so we have called this special meeting of the minds because we had a huge, huge controversy during the Gay Video Tag League's first week. Now, I was really surprised that we had such a controversy the first week, but let's. Chris, do you want to break it down, kind of what happened, or do you want me to go over it?
Oh no,
because you're the most
happy to break it down.
All right,
now. Karen, Abney Corn, Professor Cock, had posted a video on Cold Beer, BJ's lovely wife's Facebook page, that was borderline softcore gay porn.
Okay. Now, Karen...
There's no borderline.
It made me puke. It was true gay porn. It made me vomit.
I agreed with that. I didn't want to score.
Okay, so Karen... Why don't you...
Now, which one are we talking about here? Are we talking about the one that was the slideshow or the
no.
makeout?
That was on mine.
No, we're talking. Yeah, we're talking about the band Gay Love. And...
We're talking about the one with the simulated gay sex.
All right, wait a minute. It was just making out. There was no penetration. There was no.
No need of penetration
shots. It was. See, there was not even. Naked from the bottom down. It was just guys kissing.
BJ, what did you want to chime in?
I was just going to say, I'm kind of with Karen on this. I think you guys are being pussy. Because,
Blake agreed.
Because it's an actual, like, group of gay guys. That was one of the rules. It had to be a gay guy. And, I mean, she just beat us all. That's what it no. comes down to. She found one way better than any of us did.
All right.
Because you wouldn't. You can't tell me if I would have unleashed that on you, Miller, you wouldn't have went, oh, fuck, he just won.
No, I would have called gay porn rule. Because that's bullshit. Well, whatever the gay Cinemax channel is, that shit would be on at 11 o'clock at night every fucking night.
All right, Andy, what is your view from the future on this?
I'm eating a cookie.
Is it in the shape of a cock?
It will be later.
It did not influence you. It did not, like, scar you. It wasn't really porn.
Are you kidding me? I made it 11 seconds and turned it off and, like, stabbed out my eyes with a laser beam.
What did you say, Nicole?
I said, I had to watch the whole thing.
She had to. You hear that? She didn't say, I watched the whole thing. She said she had to.
Well, it's part of the rules, right?
Yep.
Did you beat your children afterwards, Nicole?
Okay. What's that? Can we review the rules? Go over the rules.
Oh, hold on a second. Andy has a question for Nicole. I'm like the moderator. I'm like a moderator at the UN because nothing is making sense. So, Captain Tuesday, please go.
Did you beat your children after you watched that video?
Coley, rebuttal.
I sent them away so I didn't have to beat them.
She shunned her children. Because that video was so alarming.
They came in and wanted to see what was going on because I was going, oh, no.
We're Amish. We constantly shun our children.
It's very, very simple. The game is about cheesy videos from the 80s and early 90s, maybe even some from the 70s. They make you go, oh, fuck, that's fucking gay. But you don't send people borderline gay porn going, oh, fuck, I hope they throw up on their fucking keyboards. That's bullshit. That's gay porn. That's a foul. Not allowed.
Okay, so since we have 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 6 of us. So we're gonna have to take a vote. And unfortunately, hopefully, it's not going to be a stalemate because...
I think everybody needs to go watch it.
I've seen it. I did not appreciate it.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to give each person exactly 1 minute, and I will be timing it because I have the timer, 1 minute to state your case. At the end of such minute, after everyone has gone, we will then take a vote on whether or not the Coley and Professor Cock death match was a valid gay video tag competition.
Cock, best Batman villain ever.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so starting now, the first person to go will be Andy. Andy, you have 1 minute. Please state your case on whether you are for or against the wonderful video called Sweetest Surprise by the band Gay Love. Go.
I don't need a whole minute. I'm very vehemently opposed to it. I seriously puked. It didn't happen right then, but I threw up at some point yesterday, I'm sure.
So you're saying
all
that,
because of that video.
You're saying that it was a foul then?
Absolutely 100% a foul. Not in the spirit or the rules of gay video tagging.
Not in the spirit. There's spirit?
There is spirit.
There's very much spirit.
There's a lot of spirit going on, boys.
The spirit of Gay Video League is gay.
Okay, so Andy did not need a whole minute. He is very adamantly against it. And his Skype picture keeps staring at me, and it's scaring me. He looks like one of the Blues Brothers, but
he will kill you in your sleep.
I know. He can do one of those, like, those ninja moves, and, like,
you don't even need to be asleep for him to kill you in your sleep.
Okay. So the next person that we have, BJ, you have 1 minute to state your case regarding the possible foul on rule number 6, which in the declaration states Rule number six is stick to music videos, not actual gay porn. So, BJ, go ahead.
All right. This wasn't gay porn at all. Bullshit. I mean, gay porn to me is two dudes doing it in the rear end. I said rear end. I don't know why. In the ass. And according to Karen, it was a music group. I've never checked into it. I didn't Wikipedia gay love or anything. But I say you guys are just being pussies, that it should be allowed. Don't make me go to the commissioner.
I'm going next.
Okay. So,
executive rebuttal.
Okay, so Chris, you have a 1 minute rebuttal, then we'll go with Coley, and finally, the penis lollipop sucking professor can go. Chris, 1 minute, go.
All right, you say it wasn't pornography because they weren't actually fucking in the rear end, but there are different levels of pornography. This is softcore gay pornography. It is implied that they are fucking, they are making out, they are doing that. That is not something that anybody that I affiliated with wants to watch.
Chris, it was the sweetest surprise. Of course it's going to be affectionate.
It's gay porn. Softcore gay porn. Bottom line.
The surprise is when he came in.
It's not hardcore porn.
He was surprised.
It's late night Skinamax gay material. It is fucking, it's foul and it's not allowed. I'm calling a fucking foul.
Okay. Hey, Andy, what did you say about the surprise?
I said the sweetest surprise was when he came in his mouth.
Okay, Coley, if you would please stand up to the mic as close as possible and please give your 1 minute rebuttal.
Okay.
She said, okay.
I was in between the whole time. I didn't know it was borderline to me. I could not make a true call on this. So I called the three creators, Jason, DJ, to come in and make a vote. And before, it was two against one, so I made my judgment call and went ahead and scored it. I still think it was borderline. So, I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm in the middle still.
You can't be in the middle. You have to choose.
You got to make a choice.
Yeah, you got to make a choice.
I am fighting for democracy. You have to vote.
Captain Tuesday pulled the Democratic card.
Sorry, Karen, it was really, really, really close, but I'm going to have to fall in line with Chris and Andrew.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we had somebody jump ship. Okay, Karen.
Me jump ship?
All right, John, Karen.
I was on the plank.
Arr. All right. Okay, Karen, I have to intro you.
Okay, go ahead.
Karen says, it's my turn, bitches.
Okay, Karen, you have 1 minute to state your final case before voting.
All right, well.
What did you say?
From my perspective, I think had I posted Junior Jack's Stupid Disco, which is a video where two women wrestle in very few clothing items.
Why did you post that?
Already gone bullshit.
Okay, if I had posted that, not one of you would have complained because it's all kinds of very similar
levels.
That's
fucking hearsay. No way. Bullshit.
Chris. Okay, one moment, please. I would like to take some order here. Chris, you did have your 1 minute. Please give Karen her 16 minutes to state her case.
All right.
You're talking about things that didn't happen,
though. Dude on chick making out, no one would have complained. But because it was dude on dude making out, it was too gay. But they're both gay, and I'm just saying that I don't think that the porn level was as high as you think it is. It was disturbing because it was sentimental and schmarmy and emotional and kind of like a Harlequin romance.
Stop,
my turn, done. One, you're talking about stupid. Would have happened. Had you posted another video, bullshit, can't do that. You're saying, no fucking way, doesn't count. Your argument's thrown out. And fucking Harlequin romance? It was two dudes fucking in a video.
No, no, okay, no. There was no stroking. It was stroking and caressing. It was kissing.
We don't know what caressing. Okay.
All right, when Karen's on, we need an encyclopedia.
That's what you get for getting a smart person on this show. It's fucking us all up.
Caressing is not that hard of a word.
We don't know how to caress.
Not, but Harlequin? What the hell?
No, when I'm old. I'm older than you guys. There was an era in like the 80s that there was these romance novels for women called Harlequin romances. And they were all like these love stories in Fabio or something.
Now you're making me feel even dumber. Explain it. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. Okay.
Just now that it holds no water. No. Okay. Bullshit.
Okay.
It was romantic.
Hold on.
It's not pornographic. It was.
Talk about a video that you didn't post.
Okay, hold on.
No. I'm saying the one I did post was romantic, not pornographic.
Okay, stop.
Bullshit.
Okay, we're all friends here. And what we need to do now is
You guys are friends.
Okay, what we need to do now is we need to listen to a song. Listen, we need to listen to a song. Everybody needs to take a deep breath. Take an article.
Fucking cigarette.
Take an article of. Take an article of clothing off.
I just put this shit on.
Okay, guys, here we go. This is Dirtfoot with Bathroom Sink. We'll be right back.
What a clusterfuck. We'll be right back.
or hurt you in any way, but I brought the torture on, and now it's here to stay. You could beg me for mercy from now until the end, or you could end the misery. I just shoot me in the head, then throw me over the edge of the world. Maybe we could still be friends. Kick me off of the top of the world, see how far I fly. You can drop kick me off of the top of the world, but you could just sit there and
it anyway. All right, folks, welcome back to segment two of Deathmatch. It burns when I pee style, episode 49. It got so heated at the beginning of this, we had to take a short break. We heard Dirtfoot and their song Bathroom Sink, and we just got done hearing a song by Cornmeal called Edge of the World, and it's I feel like I'm on the edge of my seat with the anticipation of how this ruling is going to go. But before that, I am going to give my two cents, because this is my fucking show. My two cents. Karen, you did good. You outdid everybody for that day. And that's what it boils down to. You stayed within, in my opinion, you stayed within the rules, because it was a video from a legitimate band who had legitimate fudge packers as people in the band. I will have to say...
Yeah, go ahead.
I will have to say that it was probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, but I'm a sheltered person and I don't see very much. Yeah. So
I call gay porn.
Okay, so now we're gonna take a vote. Okay, I'm gonna I'll announce you, and then you tell me whether it's gay porn or viable play. So Chris, we'll go ahead and let you go first, because you're anxiously awaiting your vote.
It's a foul. It crosses the line of the gay porn rule. It's a foul.
Okay.
It doesn't count.
So we have one for foul. There's six people, but I find it unnecessary to write down foul one.
Billy, your parents were related, weren't they?
All right. Captain Tomorrow?
Since your rebuttal just now was so well-informed and intelligent, I'm gonna have to stick with Chris. I'm saying foul.
Okay.
Same person.
Okay, BJ.
I am gonna have to vote for her. It was a good video to put up. She housed us all that day. It stays.
Okay, it is now two fouls to one, and we have the two young ladies who had this competition are the next to vote. Nicole.
No, bullshit. That's not how it works.
No, we're a democracy here. Again,
it'll end up a tie or something worse. There's only one more vote.
No, bullshit. You don't not get to vote.
Yeah.
Vote. You put in your card,
vote
and then
ill.
That's how it goes.
You want to
want change.
We didn't all get together to not come to a resolution.
That's why I'm saying we need to have this with us not.
Look, do you have any idea how expensive it is to Skype from the future?
Good point.
He's hanging out with Doc Brown right now. Do you know how hard that is?
Okay, Coley, come on. You got to vote.
All right. I understood her point of view, and I understand everybody else's rebuttal, but I...
You had to watch it, man. All the way.
I did have to watch it the whole way through. And, you know, if it was two girls, I don't think I would have cared as much, but... It's two guys.
So you're, are you a yay or a nay?
I'm gonna have to say nay.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, nay on which way? You just said nay. That doesn't really.
She meant foul.
It's foul. Okay. Good.
Okay. So currently we're at 3 fouls to 1 good. Karen.
Blake, didn't you just you voted first and you said it was okay?
And I'm the only one that has.
I said it was okay, too.
Yeah, oh. So we're 3-2, which means we're going to end up 3-3.
It's going to be 3-3, right. Because I'm completely going to say that it's fair.
That's why we need the commissioner.
Not pornographic.
That's why I
no, that was very pornographic. Horseshit, and your argument sucked.
Chris, this is why I said me and Karen shouldn't have voted.
Then it would have been 2-2.
Right, it wouldn't matter.
So we can't get past this.
Your argument was that if it was two girls, it wouldn't matter.
All right, this is what we need
to do. Your argument was something that was fucking... You were assuming an argument that wasn't really there.
My argument was... Okay, but let's just... Let's post it somewhere and let other people vote. Okay. Is this gay porn or not
gay porn? They don't know the rules.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They just can say whether it's gay porn or not. And if it's gay porn, then it falls within the rule category that I broke the rules.
Okay, Nicole, you're one of the...
Anybody want to go ride bikes?
I want to punch a goddamn baby.
On a bike?
Nicole. Nicole, you're what? I've lost all control. You want to say something?
Okay, I'm going to go back to Chris's little point that he just brought up, that I said if it was two girls, it would have been okay, especially with the dudes. I might have to sway my vote.
Oh, horseshit. Horseshit times 1,000. You already fucking voted.
Those people who voted for Obama can't take theirs back now, so you can't take yours back.
You're right.
That's right, Blake. You can't take it back.
But they have another chance to change their mind.
Okay.
Bullshit, you fucking voted.
Okay, well, basically here's the
situation. I just wanted to get you all fired up, Chris.
Okay, here's the situation, folks. If anybody is paying attention in podcast land, I don't think there is. But we have a stalemate between these six. I thought I counted 7 people.
No, you said 6. Way
to go, Captain Matt.
You disappoint Captain Tuesday.
Or the Captain Tomorrow. He's so far in the future, he has 2 nicknames.
Right, you give me another one next week. Your next week, obviously.
My next week, not your next week. Oh, and Karen, here's my question to you. How many challenges had you done before this one?
Well, this is my first day entering the competition, so I was, you know, really a rookie. I was a rookie, and I kind of feel like you've all been kind of hard on me as a rookie.
Rookies don't get special.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's pulling
that.
I'm just kidding. I honestly didn't even really know about that band until I went to this website that was like all the gay musicians, and there was a band called Gay Love, and I said, holy
shit. You're surprised you found gay porn.
No, it was a band called Gay Love. I'm like, you can't get gayer than this. I mean, that's gay. So I was like,
gayer than gay porn.
Okay, we're obviously not going to come to any kind of conclusion. So let's move on to Chris's next complaint. I should have named the show.
Yeah, I got a couple.
No, not
you're pissed, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, this is bullshit.
I meant drunk, you stupid fuck.
Also, yes, and this is bullshit.
Captain Tomorrow knew you would be drunk today.
Well, fuck, if he wasn't in Kuwait, he would be drunk right here, too.
And he wouldn't be Captain Tomorrow.
No. He'd be Captain right there.
Is this making any sense to anybody?
Me. No.
Okay, I want girls to send. I want girls to send their underwear to the show.
You want girls to mail underwear to the show now?
Yeah, Chris.
I call bullshit.
You can't call bullshit on that. It's my show.
I'm saying send it to Kuwait. Once I'm done with it, I'll send it to the show.
Okay.
I think that sounds fair.
Wait. We need to get back to the original extra problem. The fact was the extra points that Coley awarded Karen for the borderline video.
Okay, well, Captain Tomorrow doesn't have much time left on the show because he has to go save the world. So,
Captain Tomorrow, what should be concerned?
What?
What is Captain Tomorrow's big concern? I want to know what, like, you know, what's bothering him.
Nothing bothers him.
You.
I know. I bother everybody, for God's sake, but
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Do you have a complaint to register beyond the fact that I've made you watch gay porn?
I think it's already been, I think that's been addressed.
Okay.
Well, yeah. The next question that Chris has or complaint is in regards to extra,
extra points.
No, not the tranny points. The tranny points are fine.
Not the tranny points. The tranny points were fucking set.
Yeah, tranny points was discussed in the first.
You got 15 points from Nicole for your borderline fucking gay porn video, which I'm still in protest of, despite whatever comes out of this. Nicole gave you 15 points. You don't get extra points for hitting a home run extra far.
Okay, Andy, what do you have to say about the extra points?
Again, I say it's bullshit. There was nothing outlined in the rules for, you know, if something's turbo gay, it would give you fucking 50 extra points.
Right?
I'm going to have to argue.
Coley,
you all you want, but it's bullshit. You don't get an extra points for running extra far in a touchdown or hitting a really far home run.
Okay,
there's a point system set up.
Okay, Coley, you have the mic. What were you wanting to say?
Okay, the other day when you guys were all playing the game, I saw a couple different posts where there was extra points awarded for different things.
It doesn't make it right.
just because you saw it doesn't mean it's right. It's kind of like that gay video. It's not right to kiss a guy.
And I gave the extra points because I had to cover my eyes through half of the video and shun my kids away. I felt necessary.
Right there, you had to shun your kids away. It's pornography. It doesn't fucking count.
We're not talking about that point anymore, Chris.
Bullshit.
Who's going to church tomorrow?
I'll go to mass. Drunk.
Tomorrow's Tuesday, Captain Tomorrow.
There's got to be a mass somewhere.
They have mass every day.
I work in Catholic school.
Yeah, well, I'm a very lapsed Catholic as well.
Okay, Coley, what were you saying?
Where was I?
I don't know.
You were with gay porn.
No.
Kids and
You were showing gay porn to your children.
Yes. I had to cover my eyes. And everybody else was given extra points the day before, so I felt, since the rules keep changing, which was stated by Andrew, Captain Tomorrow.
Or Captain Tuesday.
The rules keep changing, so it doesn't matter. Just play it how you see it. And then I said, okay, I'm just going to give the extra 5 points, because, damn, she got me. She got everybody.
So you hold on. So is it safe to say that you gave 5 extra points for the Bazinga?
Yeah.
Yes. It was the gayness factor.
But wouldn't that fall under the pickle factor?
No, it wasn't. It was the gayness factor, because the gayness overwhelmed me and I had to cover my pickle factor.
That's the pickle factor.
So it was kind of a super pickle.
It was a super pickle.
We'll get to the pickle.
I'll show you the super pickle.
Wait, no. Shut up.
We'll be home soon.
There is a set scoring system. 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 10 points for Tranny.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
It's as high as you can fucking go.
Okay.
You can't add extra points.
Okay, let's...
But when everybody else started adding the extra points...
That doesn't make them right.
Well, they were awarded the points and got a higher
score. Then stab fuck them to death.
Okay.
Your fuck knife.
Okay.
Fuck knife.
Everyone, let me restore some order to this thing. So, let's take a vote here. Is it safe to say we can have four categories? Now, hear me out before you interrupt. First, we have the gayness factor, 1 to 10. Second, we have the pickle factor, which is 1 to 10.
Explain that.
Okay, quickly explaining it. Just the wow factor, like the shock factor. Okay, the third thing is the catchiness of the song, 1 to 10. Can we agree to have a fourth category, fourth category called freestyle, 1 to 10?
No.
What does freestyle mean?
No, bullshit.
That's yeah, that's wide. Too ambiguous.
So many different it's things. Can't be.
It's too widespread for the...
Okay, fuck you all then.
We had a great system. Everybody needs to follow it. Or they get punched in the mouth.
I was following it until the day before, and everybody was adding extra shit.
I never saw anybody else break the rule.
I did.
That was the first thing I
did
saw.
You.
The one that created the show to do the game.
I never saw anybody else give you some points.
BJ, you haven't talked in a really long time. What do you think about the extra points?
I haven't talked in a really long time because I'm not able to because... my wife is being psycho crazy, just like Chris here. I think I might get
crazy,
nice while
right.
I sleep. But anyway, I agree with the no extra points.
Okay.
The only extra point category would be for Tranny.
Okay. All right, so
we established that.
Okay, well, you know what? It's kind of like this league is just blossoming into manhood. Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be some growing pains.
Right.
Here.
We're going to discover things about ourselves, and we're going to discover those things, and we just have to be okay with it and talk it out.
I discovered BJ has one testicle.
Actually, I have two. One of them's very cancerous, though.
He fathered some kids with it, and it's okay. It's good. It's
fine. They were both very defective.
The rules were set on the first episode.
Thanks to everybody for caring. I was dying over here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Was somebody shooting more?
You won't.
What?
The rules were set on the very first episode.
Okay. All right.
There's no need to argue about the rules.
Okay.
Well, I was a bit confused on the scoring.
That's your fault.
I'm just asking about the scoring. I wasn't entirely sure what the pick
was. Go listen to the episode again.
Chris, you're very angry.
Chris, I think you and Karen should have Skype sex and make up.
I'm not upset with Chris, though.
I think he's upset with you.
Yeah, he's just people upset, are always period. Upset with me.
You suck at rules.
Okay, so moving forward... I just want to ask, in reference to the future of gay video tag league.
There's only
it turns
one person
into an
that would know about the future.
Yeah, I guess it's only Andy that can.
Only Andy knows the future. Yeah.
Yeah, just tell me, as we go forward,
Andy.
Does it have to be a band that other people have heard of? Because I kind of think that's part of the problem. Like, if Boy George had done this video, I really don't think that the making
if
out...
If Boy George was fucking in that video, it would be a goddamn problem.
Well, there wasn't fucking in the video. That's the thing. There was making
there
out...
Was the there was implied fucking... That was goddamn Cinemax game.
All right, all right.
BJ has the floor. BJ has the floor.
Guys, we need to get past the point of this gay porn. Karen has a good question. And I would say no. Because the first night that me, Chris, and Blake did this game, Chris busted out some shit that I had never, ever heard of in my entire life.
Nobody fucked anybody.
It's amazing that you know more gay music than the rest of us.
Let's not talk about that.
Sorry, go on.
But anyway, I'm just saying, I think it could be anything. Even if it's like Joe Blow from down the street in his little Amish buggy singing about how he likes it in the ass, that counts.
Right. It does.
Well, see, to me, it was all about cheesy videos that made you go, ha, 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 that's fucking gay. It wasn't about shit that made you go, oh, fuck, that's fucking gay, and then you throw up on your goddamn keyboard.
Okay, I think it's a good time for this mini-P episode to go to a musical break. So, I don't mean
well,
to...
Well, before the break, I'm going to deuce out. They're getting up now, so...
All right, buddy. Well, hey, it was a pleasure having you.
Go shoot people.
And keep us safe. Keep us safe.
You keep safe.
You keep That's yourself safe.
I am the absolute worst person to try to keep you safe, but for whatever reason...
All right, buddy.
You keep you safe, and that's what matters.
See you in 2 weeks, douchebag.
Tomorrow for letting us have It Burns When I Pee.
Yes, thank you for whatever.
We're not shooting it down with flames before it started from the future.
Hey, Blake, you want to come to Nashville and hang out with me and Andrew?
I'd love to, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, you can.
I wish you guys were going to come up to Seattle. That's what I wish. That would be too much fun.
Well, I was going to.
Okay.
Andrew's coming back. Masturbation time.
Okay.
I have to go masturbate.
Okay. Bye, buddy.
Again.
See ya.
Okay. Are we restoring a little order so now that Captain Tomorrow is gone?
There is no order.
Okay. Well, let's all right. We're going to have one more segment after this, so let's go ahead and just check out a couple songs, then we'll come back and we'll wrap this up.
Tommy Boy is swinging from the gallows. He'd sing us all a song, be at the air. And from high above all them carrion crows, shit on our morning hearts and morning heads.
2, 3, 4!
Tommy Boy is swinging from the gallows. He'd sing us all a song, be at the air. And from high above all them carrion crows, shit on our morning hearts.
So much.
laughed a little and we cried a lot. We all pitched in on his graveyard plot, and we cried a little and we laughed a lot. Then we cried a lot. We laughed a little and we cried a lot. We all pitched in on his graveyard plot, and we cried a little and we laughed a lot. Then we cried a lot. Poor old Tommy boy. Poor old Tommy boy. Poor old Tommy boy. Never seen a smile.
Downtown.
All right, folks, welcome back to the final installment of the. I'm sweating. That's how intense this is. I'm sweating. But we just got done listening to Joe Hubert and his song "Downtime." Right, BJ?
Yes.
And if you don't know who Joe Hubert is, you're stupid. He's a banjo player from 357. He has a new solo project out, so check it out. Okay, guys, it was such a disaster area that even Captain Tomorrow, he left.
Captain Tuesday.
He went off into tomorrow.
Captain Tuesday went off into tomorrow.
Yeah, they would kill people.
Is everybody okay and settled down now? We can get to the stuff that matters?
I hope so.
BJ.
I am rolling.
Nicole, do you have all your clothes on?
I took off my shirt.
Okay. Karen? I mean, Professor Cock?
Yeah, I'm going to take off one shirt. I'll still have another one on, but I'll take off one.
Way to ruin it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, there we go.
And Chris, you're fully clothed, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He's not ever clothed.
He's got his three lighters laid out, and he's naked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so here's kind of the wrap-up of what we've had so far. We had a big issue in regards to whether Sweetest Surprise by Gay Love was a valid video for gay video tag. The census by vote. We said it was not good, so Chris doesn't have to be upset anymore. Number two, we are no longer allowed to give any extra points at all. You have to stick with the three main scoring topics, which is gayness, pickle factor, and catchiness, and there is also a 10-point bonus for trainee.
Yes.
Okay, so now the next matter at hand. Excuse me. I got something stuck in my mouth.
Cock.
Right. The next, I set you guys up for that one, you know, right? On purpose. Anyway, the next question we had was what's the best way to keep the standings and scores for GVTL? Now, we were talking earlier, and there is a discussion tab. Is that correct, Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's there.
Okay, so we're going to set something up. We're going to have all the rules posted on there. Every time that you are in a match, a gay video tag match with someone, whoever wins has to go to the IBWIP Facebook page, to the discussion tab, and post the score. Is that fair?
Yes.
That's fair.
Okay, wow, look at that. We agreed on something. And now how about this girl sending us underwear?
What?
Do it and do it often.
Yes.
Anybody?
Send Blake your underwear. He needs something to sniff.
And naked pictures.
You know, I've thought about that, though, as a business opportunity. I think it's wrong to ask us to do that, like, for free. I think there should be a fee that is procured per pair of panties mailed.
That's why nobody asks for your panties.
Corporation.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, I've sent my panties to people before. But the point is that I would like to be, compensated.
But I think you're
Don't you hate capitalism?
No, wait, you're compensated.
I do hate capitalism, but in this context...
Yet you want to be paid for your panties?
Listen. Listen, I'm giving you a free service of joy and entertainment. I expect to be paid with your panties.
I don't know.
I can vouch for that.
And naked pictures.
That would be allowed.
Yes.
As a woman, I'd say that would be allowed.
Okay.
That because we get to enjoy the podcast, then we send the panties free of charge.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's really great box, Blake.
What? What did you say? What did you say?
I said enjoy the gray box.
The gray box. But, yeah. And it probably is gray. It probably is. I haven't looked because, never mind. But.
It's definitely gray.
Now there's silence for a minute there, Miller. But anyway, what I'm going to say is that I can understand that you're saying that that's a compensation for the joy of the podcast.
Right. I think that that's reasonable. I want underwear.
It's mutual aid. Yeah. It's barter and exchange.
I don't know what that means.
What do you think?
Blake?
Yes.
I have one question about the the underwear.
Okay.
Do you want them used or do you want them washed first?
Used.
Yeah, used is really the only way they're worth a whole lot, I would think.
Because this is what I envision.
Yeah, but some women are really nasty.
I know, but wait, listen.
They are.
This is what I envision. I envision, you know, in my roommate.
Stinky puss smell.
Listen, just listen.
Visions get in the way of reality.
Reality is for people
true
who.
Story.
Reality is for people who lack imagination.
Blake has the floor.
Thank you, BJ. I envision when at my roommate's house. Okay, that up on, you know how like when you go to the Hard Rock Cafe, they have this big, huge in like encased like Elvis costumes.
Yeah,
I want a tree, a metal tree made of wire, with underwear hanging from them.
Oh,
yeah, but see, I'd want them washed. My room would start stinking. It would stink really.
They're not washed. They're not going in my mouth.
Miller, really? You want clean panties?
I don't want any panties in my mouth. I'm just making jokes.
Okay.
Okay, folks. I think... Have we accomplished anything?
No.
Okay.
Do we ever accomplish anything? Ever?
No. Did everybody have a good time?
We pretty much just established that I'm an asshole.
It was really, really fun. It was totally hilarious and...
You don't get out much then, do you?
I've been sick for like fucking 5 days, so no. I mean, this
is that how much? Is that how long herpes lasts?
Exactly. AIDS, but yeah.
Valtrex.
I know.
All right,
anyway,
guys.
I saw somebody post online the other day that if you have herpes, you should just take your earwax and rub it on it. I was like, okay,
that works.
Oh God, well,
who figured that out?
What'd you say, Coley?
I was going to say something about warts, too. I heard something about warts, too.
An earwax?
Not vaginal warts, but it might work on vaginal warts. Banana peels. You're supposed to leave banana peel on the wart for, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, this has officially gone to a place where we don't want it to be
right.
Possible. And then they're supposed to go...
Oh, God! Coley, you're so awesome. That's hilarious.
Why do you know what gets rid of warts?
I don't know. I got an email about bananas and shit one day. And
I got an email about earwax on herpes, and I'm like, why did somebody send me that?
There you herpes? Go.
All right, I think the best...
fucking understand.
The best way to... This is a mess. The best way to end this show, I first want to thank Professor Cock. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Chris, as always, your thoughtful insightness and your tender touch has made this yet another amazing show.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad I can bring my tender touch to your show.
BJ, you have the best Amish penis in the world, and we appreciate you being on the show.
Even better than Randy Quaid's Amish penis.
Did we establish what the TLC was?
No. That would probably be something.
Christ, that's just something else Blake's going to have to edit out. No wonder you have it on the podcast.
BJ, thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Thank you, Blake.
Coley, yes. Hopefully we'll be able to hear you in this episode. Otherwise, it'll be really awkward, all the really soft, quiet points.
That's because I'm just so soft-spoken and sexy.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And I think this song is very appropriate for the end of this show. It's the Devil May 3 with Do Wrong Right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Love
you.
I love you.
Love you.
You're nice.
Nice.
I like to touch you.
I told you I can't not laugh. God.
Will you have Skype sex with me?
Not again. You busted too early.
Coley, I want you and BJ to have Skype sex with me. And Karen and Chris.
Swap me.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
She has some pretty rainbow-colored stockings she will wear.
No, I do.
Those are my favorite.
She has a picture on her Facebook of these rainbow-bright, like, striped leggings or whatever.
They're actually,
well, I know.
They're thigh highs.
They're thigh highs, but
they go up to almost the top of your thigh, like almost like.
Well, you, she had a really short skirt on, and like you could probably see her vagina, but your eyes won't.
No, I have underwear on.
But your eyes won't lose focus with, you know, the rainbows.
Karen, never make that mistake again. Never wear underwear.
That's,
send them all to Blake.
That's right. Because I owe him for the joy of podcasting.
Right.
That's right.
Hey, people go to church every Sunday and give money to God. Why don't people give their underwear to the podcasting God?
That's hilarious.
February episode, the Holy Sonical. Church of IBWIP.
We need any more rules in this house, please.
It's the Catholic Church of podcasts.
we make the rules up as we go.
Oh God, that was hilarious.
That
was like
in trouble in the first place.
I believe in you, Jesus, but I really think she's cute.
Wait, what?
I said I believe in you, Jesus, but I really think she's cute. That's bad.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.